Today's daf is Erechin daf Hey, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Dalet Amid Beis Vahoya Erkecha L'Rabbis Tumtum V'Adroiginus. So the Gemara in daf Dalet Amid Aleph on the bottom brought a long brisa that darshan the first pasuk in the parsha of Erechin. Davrel b'nei Yisrov yomarta aleihem ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem. And what we saw was many drashas from that pasuk, specifically from the word nefashos. So usually one word begets one drasha. The word nefashos actually teaches us many, 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 surprisingly, halachos in the halachas of Erechin. Either way, we are towards the Gemara's conclusion to its analysis of this braiso, and the Gemara says as follows. It said, even though the Mishnah says that if somebody is mekabel erich, and he says that I'm willing to give the erich of ployni, that's a tumtum, or ployni, that's an adroiginus, to hektish. So the halacha is, zachar vadai, nekeva vadois, as opposed to a tumtum and an adroiginus, they're excluded from the parasha of erich. And stating that, from the pasuk v'hoya erkecha, we learn that if someone would take upon himself to make a regular nether, not an erichin, but a regular neder, and he says that I'm willing to donate the value of this tumtum or the value of this hadroiginus to hektish, there the halacha is that the neder would be chal. And I know that only from a pasuk. What do I need a pasuk for that? I need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody is mekabel a neder, he says that I'm going to give the value of a tumtum and hadroiginus to hektish, that the neder is chal. Let a tumtum be a tree. The halacha is, if somebody makes a neder where he says, I'm going to give the value of this tree to Akdish, of course it's going to be chal. Ilu amet mei dikla mila yov, amar rabba, not rava, amar rabba, loimar, it's coming to teach me, shendida mechvarda, you're right. The ikar halacha, that if somebody makes a neder, then I'm going to give the value of a tumtum and adroiginus to Akdish, I don't need a pasuk for. Because all a tumtum and an adroiginus are, is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. So with this halacha of zachar, if there's halacha of nekeva, that's where you're going to have a sif katan. What about a tumtum and an adroiginus? But as it relates to hektish, where there's no din zachar nekeva, even a tree is included into the halachos of nidrei hektish, so there's no reason a tumtum and adroiginus should be worse. What then do I need this drasha for? I need it for a detail. I need it for a sif katon in the laws of nedarim, and that is to teach me that tumtum and adroiginus are included in the halacha that they are nidoim b'chvoide. So what does nidoim b'chvoide mean? It actually doesn't mean what it sounds like it means. And nothing to do with covet per se. But rather, we saw on Amud Aleph, one of the drashas that the Gemara learned from this pasuk of nefashos was that if somebody would make an erichin neder, and he would say that I am being mekabel the value of the limb of a person. So not the person's entire value, but the value of his foot, the value of his hand. So the Gemara said it depends. If that aver is an aver she'ein ha'neshama tluy boy, it's not something that a person needs in order to be able to live. A person can live, Rachmanu Litzlan, without one of his hands, without one of his legs, etc. So then the halacha is the erichin is worthless. If, however, it's an eiver, shanasham b'tluyaboy, so then we say it's as if he said that I'm being mekabel the person's entire erich. So, for example, if somebody says that I'll be mekabel the erich of a person's head, so or one of his internal organs that he has to have in order to live, his heart. So then the halacha is that avada, that type of erichin is going to be chal. So the question is, what if somebody makes a neder, not an erichin? Somebody makes a neder, and he says that I'm going to donate to Hektish the value of a tumtum or an adroiginus's head. So do we say that just like by Erechin there's a halacha of nidam b'chvayda, again, what does nidam b'chvayda mean? That even though I only said one Ever, but being that it's an Ever Shana Shama Tului Boy, it's as if I took upon myself the Erech of the entire person. So too the halacha is given with regards to Nadarim, and so too it's going to be true for Tumtum and Adroiginus. Because even though they're excluded from the parish of Erechin, but they're included from the parish of Nadarim. Oye Shloimar, that it's true for a person maybe that's subject to the laws of Erechin, so he'll have the halacha of nidam b'chvayda even for Nadarim. But being that a tumtum and adroiginus are excluded from erichin, and the whole chiddush of nida mechvoidai is learned out from erichin. It's a sif katan in hilchas erichin. So even though I can apply it from erichin to nedarim, but maybe it's only someone that has shaykhis to erichin. But being that a tumtum and adroiginus don't have shaykhis to erichin, maybe they would be excluded. That's the chiddush vaya erkechal rabbis tumtum and adroiginus that they're nida mechvoidus. Let's see it inside. Says the Gemara. So I would have thought neda be erkechal ksiv. So kol sheyesh na be erichin nida mechvoidai. The kol she ain't be erichin ain't a nida mechvoidai. Kamash Malon, the Hoya Erkechal, the Rabbis Tumtum and Adroiginus, not Kamash Malon, that if someone makes a neder to give the value of the tumtum and adroginess, it's a valid neder. Of course, a valid neder. They shouldn't be worse than a tree. Their whole yichus is suffix zacha, suffix nekeva. Over here, you don't have to be a zacha, you don't have to be a nekeva. Yeah, as long as you have value. Tumtum and adroginess certainly can have value. The chiddush is that even though they're not in the parish of Erechin, they're nidam b'chvoide. But this is a very important kamash b'malach, because it's the subject of the next part of the daf. Meaning, there would have been a hava mida that someone that's not be'erichin doesn't have the halach of nidam b'chvoide, even in hilchas nedara. Kamash malon, that it's not true. The two are mutually exclusive. One has nothing to do with the other. And even someone or something that's excluded from the laws of erichin, if it is included in nedarim, and someone makes a neder to be mekabel just one aver of that something, then neder will be chal, as if he was mekabel the entire value of that thing, assuming that that aver is an aver shana shuma tluya by, says the Gemara. Amalei Abaya, are you concluding, Rabbah, that udaloi isa be'erichin? Still, the halach is it's nidam bechvayde, but is that true? Me nidam bechvayde. But tiny we learned in the brayso, roish evetz hektish. If someone says, I want to give the head or the value of the head of an eved that I own to hektish. So the halach is who the hektish should from by. We don't say that the entire eved belongs to hektish, but rather what we say is that he meant that he wants to be partners with hektish. So we take the value of the eved, we divide it in half. Half of it you have to now write a check to hektish. The other half you get to keep yourself. Roish eved machlocha. What if somebody does the same thing, but he doesn't give it to hektish? He gives it to somebody else. He says, "I'll sell you the head of my eved." We're going to chop the head off and sell it. So what we do is mesham deminim. Again, we figure out how much the eved is worth, and we divide it into two, and that's what's sold, and that's how much consideration you get in exchange for the sale. Rosh Chamorza Hektish. What if somebody would say the same thing, not about an Eved, but rather about a donkey? So he says, I want the head of the donkey to be Hektish, or the value of the head of the donkey to be Hektish. Who the Hektish Shutvim by? So we assume that they're going to be Shutvim. Rosh Chamor Machalacha. If somebody sells the head of a donkey, Misham de Bineim, he ends up selling him half. They become partners. Rosh Paru Machalacha. What if he does the same thing regarding a par? So there it's different. So if somebody says, I want to sell you the head of a par, Le Machal El Rosh Shalpar, we assume that all he meant to do was sell the parah. We don't assume that he meant to sell half the parah. We assume that he meant to sell only the head of the parah. Same is true with regards to hektish. If someone's makdish the head of a parah, we assume that only the head of the parah is hektish. So the Bryce has said, gave three examples with different halachas. The Bryce is discussing an eved, the Bryce is discussing a chamor, the Bryce is discussing a parah. In the context of somebody either being makdish the head or selling the head. In the case that somebody is makdish the head of an eved, he's makdish the head of a chamor, half of it becomes hektish. If you sell the head of an eved, you sell the head of a chamor, half of the eved, half of the chamor is sold. Not half of the head, half of the chamor, half of the eved. In the event that it's a par, it's different. There we look at the roish as an entity for itself. So if you makdish the roish is going to be hektish. And if you sell the roish is going to be sold. What's the difference? What's the difference between an eved and a chamor on the one hand and a par on the other hand? Amra papa, dam is it's the metzias. Go to the shuk and you'll understand the difference. People will sometimes buy just the head of a parah. People will not buy the head of a chamar. That's the metzias, or at least that's what the metzias was. And it's because of that metzias that this halacha is true. Okay, what's the Gemara's kasha? It says the Gemara, b'chamaru parah, less nu be'erichin. Now, I'll ask you a kasha, says Abaya. Why is the halacha that if somebody's makdish, the head of a chamar, only half of the chamar becomes hakdish? Or if someone's makdish, the head of an eved, only half of the eved becomes hakdish? The roish is an eved shana shama tluya by. He made a neder. If there's a halacha of nidayim bechvoidai b'nedarim, just like there is be'erichin, so why don't we say that if I was makdish the head of the eved, the head of the chamar, the entire eved and the entire chamar should become hektish, or I should now have an obligation to give hektish the value of the entire chamar, the value of the entire part, the entire eved. Mistama said Abai, the reason is because in these halachos are lesser be'erichin. And being that they're lesser be'erichin, so it's for that reason you don't have the halacha of nidam b'chvoidai. But if you're going to tell me that a tumtum and adroi going to have the halacha of nidam b'chvoidai, despite the fact that there's lesser be'erichin, so explain to me, please, Abaya told Rabbah, how do you understand the braiso? And again, his kasha was from chamor and from parah. Chamor and parah are both lesser be'erichin. Clearly, they're not nidam b'chvoidai. In the case of chamor, when you're makdish the roish of the chamor, what's the halacha? Only half of it. In the case of the parah, when you makdish the roish of the parah, the Rosh of the Parah becomes Hakdish. But in both cases, it's not the entire thing that becomes Hakdish. The entire Chamar doesn't become Hakdish, and the entire Parah doesn't become Hakdish. The Kash is, if there's Allah, Chamnidim, Bechloidai, so why don't you say, must be, because the less of Erech, less of Erech, less of Bechloidai. But the Gemara asks a very obvious follow-up question. L'tamech, according to you, Tikishalach Eved. Then, how do you understand Eved? Meaning, you're telling me, Abaya, I understand this price. It's a very nice price. So the price is basically saying that called the less of the Erechin, that there's no Nidim Bechloidai, and that's why this price is not a steer to the concept of Nidim Chvoitoi. It's not true. That would explain Chamar, it would explain part. It would explain two out of three cases that the Brisa discusses. But there's a third case that discussed Eved. And Eved is Isei Be'erichin. The Mishnah said it. There is a halacha of Erichin when it comes to Eved. Somebody says, I'll give the value of an Eved. You have the halachas of Erichin. So he said, Lutamech Tikshalach Eved, Isei Be'erichin, and still ain't Nidim Chvoitoi. Ella, you have to say, like Kasha Rabba said. Must be that this Brisa is not Nidim Chvoitoi for a different reason. Why? The only time there's a halacha of nidim echvoidei is by kachi bed gabayis. However, by kachi mizbeach, you don't have the halacha of nidim echvoidei. So first, what's the difference between kachi bed gabayis and kachi mizbeach? If somebody makes a donation to Hekdesh, the first question the gizbar would tell the donors, you have to be a little bit more specific. So you want to give $180 to Hekdesh? That's wonderful. We'll give you a receipt. That's great. But where do you want this money to go? Do you want this money to go to bed gabayis? Yeah. That's the uptake of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Is that where you want it to go? For the Zav, the Kesef, the Nechoshes, maintenance, and all the other things that are involved in keeping up the Beis HaMikdash? Or do you want it to go towards Karbanos, right? We bring a lot of Karbanos. You want it for Bianoilo or for Ashlamim. So you had to be a little bit more specific. Where somebody gave money for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, it was called Kotche Bedek HaBayis. That money got a stempel of Kedusha called Kachem Bedegabayis. In the event that you wanted it to go towards Karbanos, in that case it would be called Kachem Mizbech. Within the world of Kachem Mizbech, there was also two subcategories, which is going to be important for the Hemshech of the Daf, and that is you have Kachem Mizbeach, where I give an animal, for example, where the actual animal can go on the Mizbeach. That type of Kachem Mizbeach has Kedusha Zaguf. The guf itself has intrinsic kedusha. Or I can give $180 where I say I want the money to go towards purchasing things that are going to go on the Mizbeach. So there too, the money gets defined by what the use of proceeds is going to be, meaning it's going to be Kachem Mizbeach, but it's a different type of Kachem Mizbeach. It doesn't have intrinsic kedusha. You can't take the money, the check, and put it on the Mizbeach. What you can do is you can buy something with the money that will eventually go on the Mizbeach. In that case, it doesn't have kedusha's aguf of Kachem Mizbeach, it has kedusha's domim of Kachem Mizbeach. Right? It's very simple. So if the money is going towards Bedek HaBayis, it's Kachem Bedek HaBayis. That's one class of kedusha. If it's going towards Karbanos, then it's going to be Kachem Mizbeach. Within Kachem Mizbeach, there's two categories. If the thing itself is going to go on the Mizbeach, it's Kachem Mizbeach. That has kedushas aguf. If the thing itself is not going to go on the mizbeach, it's just I'm going to use the thing to purchase something that's going to go on the mizbeach. So then it's kachem mizbeach of kedushas dom. Either way, says the Gemara very gishmak. The halach of nidam bechvoidoi is learned out from where? Erechin. Erechin is kachem bedek abayis. It's kachem, not kachem mizbeach. So therefore, in lechabay elechidushay, we say that the only time you have the halach of nidam bechvoidoi is where I'm talking about kachem mizbeach, or I'm donating kachem mizbeach. Kachem bedek abayis. If, however, we're dealing with kachem mizbeach has no shaykhis to erechin. It's two separate halachas. When a person took upon himself erechin, went lebedek abayis, and then golem mizbeach. So it's a different type of kedusha. Oh, it's a different type of kedusha. You don't have the halach of nidam bechvoidoi. So this brisa said, Rabbi, you're right. It's clear in this brisa that there's no halacha of nidam bechvoidoi. The shaila is what? Abaya suggested maybe it's because these are things that are less of erechin. But Rabbi says, it's not true. Two out of the three are less of erechin, but one out of the three is isa be'erichin. Eved is isa be'erichin. So it must be there's a different reason. What's the reason? Why don't you say nidam bechvoidoi? Isn't there a halacha of nidam bechvoidoi? This seems to be a theme in the early part of Masechtas Erechin. So why don't you have nidam bechvoidoi over there? The teretz is because we're dealing with kachem mizbeach. And by kachem mizbeach, you don't have the halacha of nidam bechvoidoi. Says the Gemara, but you can't talk kachem mizbeach. Ema seifa. Says the Gemara, it's a problem. You can't say that this price is talking about kachem mizbeach. Why? Because the price is definitely yoyd. I feel I'm a roish parazu hektish. Ain't the hektish al roisha. Somebody says, I want the head of this animal to be hektish. So the halacha is only the head. When is that true? By a parah. Because by a parah, the head has a chashivas. So there the halacha is that the head becomes kaddish. Right? The Gemara. If the type of kedusha that this price is talking talking about. Is kachim is beach? Then why is only the head kaddish? This is kachim 101. Amai tifshut kedusha bekula. Once the head becomes kaddish, shouldn't the entire animal become kaddish? Be like Tanya. Didn't we learn the brayso? I'm a ragdish as well. If somebody says I want the foot of this animal to be an oil, yachol tekula. I would think the whole animal becomes an oil. Tamal bloimer koilach yitim imenu lashem yeah kaddish. That we learn from here. If somebody gives me menu, somebody gives a part of an animal to hektish, mimenu kaddish like kula kaddish. That part of it becomes kaddish. The rest of it doesn't. What does that mean? Does that mean you could just be part of this animal? Because only part of it is kaddish, only the foot? No, you can't. Okay, it says, well, what do you do? Part of it is hektish, part of it is not hektish. That seems confusing. Says the Gemara, what you do is you should sell it to someone that needs an hayla. And the money will be chulin, chutz. You have to read the fine print. Besides, for the value of that eved. But we don't need Rameir Rabbi Yehuda right now. We need is the next sheet. How do you know if somebody says, I want the foot of this animal to be an oil, that the entire animal becomes an oil? So if somebody says, I want the foot of an animal to be an oilo, the entire animal becomes an oilo. And says the Gemara, meaning it was one of the two shitas in the braisa that if somebody makes the foot of an animal an oilo, the whole animal becomes an oilo. But there was a shita that said it doesn't become an oilo. Even that man d'amar, it's hani mili da akdish davash ein anasham b'tuliyabai. That's only if the aver that he was makdish was an aver she'ein anasham b'tuliyabai. Avad avash anasham b'tuliyabai katcha kula. But if it's an aver she'ein anasham b'tuliyabai, the whole animal becomes cut. The banal is something called Pashta. That's the one word designation of this sugya. Pashta. Pashta means that if you make one aver of an animal hektish, the whole animal becomes hektish. That machlik is in the Gemara. This shayla. Is it only if it's an aver shanasham atluyaba or even an aver she'en anasham atluyaba? But if it's an aver shanasham atluyaba, kuliyam loyplik, it becomes hektish. Now, if we're going to go back to our Bryce and say it's talking not about Kachem Bet HaGabayis, Kachem Mizbech. And why do we want to be talking about Kachem Mizbech? Because if it's Kachem Bet HaGabayis, then it should be Nidim Bechvoidoi. And we're saying the reason it's not Nidim Bechvoidoi is because Nidim Bechvoidoi is not out from Erechim, which is Kachem Bet HaGabayis. So that's why this Sugi, which is Kachem Mizbech, doesn't have the Halacha Nidim Bechvoidoi. The problem is, if it's Kachem is Beach, then there's Halacha of Pashto. And in the Bryce you see there is no Pashto. Where do you see that? From the case of Para. You don't see it from Eved. And you don't see it from Chamar. But you see it from Parah. Because in this case, the person said, I want the head of the Parah to be hektish. We said, the head becomes hektish. What do you mean? The head is an Evesh HaNasham B'tuliyabai. It should spread. So Bishloim, if the Brice is not talking about Kachem Mizbeach, okay, Pashta Zalach and Kachem Mizbeach. But if you're telling me that it's talking about Kachem Mizbeach, and that's why it's on the Mechvoidoi, so what happened to Pashta? So we're stuck here, right? We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. How do we understand this Brice? Is the Brice talking about Kachem Bet HaGabayis? Then why is it not in the Mechvoidoi? Is the Brice talking about Kachem Mizbeach? Then what happened to Pashto? So the Gemara, Rabbi had an answer. The whole cup is this Abaya or Rabbi? Rabbi said, like Kasha, Habikdushas Agov, Habikdushas Damim. He said, very geschmack. He said, within Kachem Mizbeach, like we spoke at earlier in that little intro, there are two types of Kachem Mizbeach. There's Kachem Mizbeach where the actual thing is going to go on the Mizbeach, and then there's Kachem Mizbeach where I'm going to use the money, the proceeds, to buy karbonos. When do you say Pashto? That's where the thing itself is going to go on the Mizbeach. So when someone goes over to an animal, he says, I want the head of this animal to be Kadosh, Kedushas HaGuf, that it itself should go on the Mizbeach. Can't be poisoned if it has Kedushas HaGuf. There's a lot of ramifications. I want it itself to go on the Mizbeach. Oh, in that case, Pasha, it's not spreading, and the whole animal becomes Kadosh. If, however, I make something Kachem Mizbeach, but the Kedushas Damim variety of Kachem Mizbeach, over there you don't have the Halacha of Pashto. This Braisa is not talking about Kachem Mizbeach where the actual thing is going to go on the Mizbeach. It's talking about Kachem Mizbeach where I'm making a donation. And my pledge is related to the value of an Eved, a Chamar, of a Parah. Where's the money going to go? It's going to go to Kachem Mizbeach. Because it's going to go to Kachem Mizbeach, that's why you don't have the Halacha of Nidim Bechvoidoi, because it's not Doimet De Erechen. But at the same time, because the thing itself doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, in and of itself it's not going to Mizbeach, it's for that reason you don't have the Halacha of Pashti. But we're not done. Freit Gemara v'amaru da'amar, makdish zachar l'damav, kadosh Kedushas HaGuf. But Abaya told Rabba, this doesn't work with something else you once said. Incidentally, you see from these words, v'amar, that the Giris in the beginning of the Gemara was Rabba, not Rava. Right, if you notice, right in the beginning of the sugya, it started off, it seemed like a shaila between Abaya and Rava. Now, Abaya and Rava have a lot of conversations throughout Shas. So, like, how do you know to change the girsa from Rava to Rabba? This is the answer. Here's the dead giveaway, right here. Because it says Mar. Mar means Rava. Abaya was a Talmud of Rava. He was a Chavrusa of Rava. So from the fact that he used the word Mar, that's a raya that Abaya is talking to Rabba. He's not talking to Rava. But either way, he told him, V'amaru da'amar. Didn't Rebbe say, Makdish Zoch HaLadam of Kadosh Kedushas HaGuf, that the halacha is that if somebody makes
something that can go on the Mizbeach, Kadosh, Kodshei Mizbeach, it automatically has Kedushas Hagof. I mean, you can't take an animal, a nice animal without a blemish, this real Mehudadig animal, and say, I want this to have Kodshei Mizbeach, but not that this should go on the Mizbeach. Take it, sell it, take the money and go on the Mizbeach. Now, the halacha is, if someone's makdish something that's roy to go on the Mizbeach, the halacha is it automatically takes on the Kedushas Hagof. You can't designate it as only Kedushas Dabim. So in this case, if someone was makdish the head of a parah is a kosher animal, it's an animal that could go on the Mizbeach, it's roy la krova. So if it's roy la krova, it can't be kochei Mizbeach of Kedushas Dabim. But the Gemara says, loy kasha. Hada'akdish kula, hada'akdish chad ever. Meaning, in the event that you're makdish kula, so there the halacha is that if you're makdish something that can go on the Mizbeach, then it automatically has to be Kedushas Hagof. But in the case where you only makdish one ever of something that's right to go on the Mizbeach, there the halacha is it can be considered Kedushas Damim, says the Gemara. But chad ever nami boyu boyu lon, is that true? It's not so poshut. We know that Rabbi cleared the shayla somewhere else. The boy Rabbi hikdish ever ledom of mahu. If someone is makdish an ever ledomim, meaning he wants it to be Kedushas Damim of Mizbeach, what's the halacha? Meaning, do you say that it automatically becomes Kedushas Hagof? In which case, you'd say Pashta, so the whole animal would be now called Kedushas Hagof? It's a real shaila here. Or maybe no. Maybe you don't say that it automatically becomes Kedushas Hagof, in which case you're not even going to say Pashta. So there's two shailas. Really, the first shaila is it Kedushas Hagof or is it Kedushas Davim? The second shaila is, are you going to say Pashta or you're not going to say Pashta? So the Gemara says, Ki boilam betam, facha bebamam. You're right. Same, very good. You have no choice but to go back to our Braisa and say that our Braisa was talking about where the animal was a Baal Mom. And if the animal was a Baal Mom, that's why over here it was Pashta to him that you're not going to say Pashta and it's not going to be Kaddish Kedushas Hagof. If it's a Baal Mom, it's not going to be Kaddish Kedushas Hagof. And the Gemara says it actually makes sense to say that this Parah was a Baal Mom. Dumi the Chamar. Similar to Chamar. Right, Chamar is not something that can physically go on the Mizbeach. So you see that that Kedushas Mizbeach was a Kedushas Damim Digger Kacha Mizbeach. It can't be Kaddish Kedushas Hagof. In fact, you put a Chamar in the Mizbeach. So as a result, the only time Chamar is Kedusha is Petah Chamar. But other than that, there's no such concept of a Chamar, a non-kosher animal, having Kedusha. So we're talking about where it was a Bamba. The Gemara says, Bamba, Nami, Boy, Bamba, Boy, Rabbit, Mei, Roishi, the Gabi Mizbeach, Mao. If somebody takes upon himself to donate the value of his own head, what's the halacha? Do you say the halacha of nidam bechvoidai? Or do you not say the halacha of nidam bechvoidai? Do you say pashta? Do you not say pashta? The point is that a person is the a proverbial balmum. He can't go on the mizbeach. And still you see that Rabbi had a tzad to say that mei roishi legabi mizbeach is somehow viewed as you're donating your entire value to the mizbeach. So you see that even by a balmum, Rabbi wasn't so certain that it's not okay. L'chair, if it's a mefurish b'raisa, because that's the way we're reading this b'raisa, why'd Rava have a shayla over there? So the Gemara says, Ki yiboylon mikame da hashba l'hamasnisa. Hashta d'shama l'hamasnisa l'hamiboylon. Before he knew this b'raisa, Rava had that shayla. But now that Rava knew this b'raisa already, at this point, he didn't have the shayla anymore. Rava didn't know a b'raisa, and Rava was an oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai. Not sure. Either way, Gufa, Bayi Rabba, Temei Roishi, the Gamim is Be'ach Ma'o. So we just mentioned this Shiloh. If somebody says, I want to take upon myself the value of my own head, legabe mizbeach. Nidoy bechvoidoy, oy enoy nidoy bechvoidoy. Do we say he has to give his entire value? Nidoy bechvoidoy? It's an evishana shama tluyboy, oy enoy nidoy bechvoidoy. Sok the Gemara. What are the two tzadim? Le ashkecham bedamim, de enoy nidoy bechvoidoy. On the one hand, you can argue that you always find by kedushas damim, nidoy bechvoidoy. Say here too. He said, "Dmei roishi legamim mizbech." It should be nidam bechvoidei. Oy, dmei ashkelam mizbech nidam bechvoidei. But then again, this is not a regular kedushas damim. This is kedushas damim of kachem mizbech. So we said that it could be within the world of kachem mizbech. There could be this in-between phase where it's kachem mizbech, but it's a kedushas damim to kachem mizbech. And this was Rabbi Shailos. This is a little bit of a synopsis of some of the things that we just talked about. And the Gemara says, "Teku boy ravo erki olai legabim mizbech." If somebody says that I want my erchin, meaning he's taking upon himself Erechin, but he wants the proceeds not to go to Bedek HaBayis, he wants the proceeds to go to Kodesh Mizbeach. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is not whether it's Chal Erechin or not. And everybody points out that you see from here that really if somebody says, I want to be Mekabel Erechin, but I want the proceeds to go to Kodesh Mizbeach, it works.
it's a regular erech. You have to look at the psukim in Parshas Bechukosai. You figure out how much money you owe, and the money's going to go to kache mizbech. The shayla was something else. Need in behesig yad or ain't in behesig yad? What if you can't afford it? Do they sit down and work it out with you, or do they not work it out with you? What's the tutzta? The boy ask come erech and ain't in this yad. If there's erech, then there should be hesig yad. Oh, the boy ask come the gabi mizbech the mifrigal b'shavu. Anytime you have kache mizbech and you want to be poida, you have to be paid at full value. If we're going to give you a discount, if we're going to work with you, make a payment plan, then it's not being did in the Mishnah. Tomorrow says, take Ubayi Ravashi, one final shayl. Hikdish Stei Achuza, the Gabi Mizbeach, Mao. So the halachas of Stei Achuza keep on coming up, but really the sugyas are in Masechta Seirichin towards the end of Masechta. So we'll wait for the end of Masechta Seirichin to really understand this. But basically, there's a concept that if someone's Makdish a Stei Achuza, that's a field that he has in his inheritance. It's something that's been in the Mishpach, an heirloom type of field. So the halacha is, you can be poided after you sell, after you Makdish it from Hekdish. There's a concept of being poided, and there's a formula depending on how close or far you are from Yoivo at the time that you make the Hekdish, or at the time that you poided, how exactly or how much money you have to be paided for. The shaila was where someone was makdish the steyachuza, but he wanted the steyachuza to go to the mizbeach. How? Again, you're not going to put the steyachuza on the mizbeach. You're going to sell it, take the money, and buy karbanas that are going to go on the mizbeach. The question is, do you have the halacha of the formula that the Torah gives for how to redeem the steyachuza or not? That's the formula, by the way. So, v'chayra, if this the parish of Makdish Steyachuza, so avada, that should be the formula. You don't find anywhere kachim mizbech. Meaning all the cases in the Torah where you have these interesting ways of being poida. You just mentioned two cases where someone was makabel erichin and we're poided, so to speak. We let you redeem yourself for a lesser amount. Or Steyachuza, you could be poided based on the formula of the Torah. In those cases, the Iker Parsha was referring to where the money was going to go to Bet HaGabayis. So if you went ahead and you found a way to channel those funds to Kachem Mizbeach, being that you don't find explicitly anywhere in the Torah where you can be poided Kachem Mizbeach for anything less than dollar for dollar, maybe it doesn't work. Or maybe it does work, says the Gemara, Teiku. Exhale. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Pachos mi ben chodesh nidar, avoloi nerach. So if a child is younger than 30 days old and somebody says, I want to be makabel erichin, the value of that child. So the halach is loy nerach. However, if somebody says, I want to take the value of that child and I want to give it as a donation to Hekdesh, the halach is, that does work. So he's nidar. He could be the subject of an eder, avoloi nerach, he can't be the subject of an erichin. Why is he loy nerach? It's psukim in the Torah, right? If you look at the psukim, the Torah says very clearly, if you go through the price list, the youngest age is mi ben chodesh v'mayla. So less than 30 days old is excluded from erichin, stating that he's included in the dar. Tanu rabbanan, ha'mayrich pachas ben chodesh v'mayla, mi noisim damba. If someone takes upon himself the erichin of a pachas mi ben chodesh. Now we just said that a pachas mi ben chodesh is loy nerach. That just means you don't follow the rules and regulations of Erechin. Rameir, however, said a different Chiddush. Rameir said if somebody is Mekabel Erechin of Pachas Beben Chiddush, no Sindamav. No Erechin. That's a Pasuk in the Torah. That's the Mishnah. Rameir is not arguing with the Mishnah. What Rameir is saying is that at the very least, being that a Pachas Beben Chiddush is neither. So if you're Mekabel Erechin of a Pachas Beben Chiddush, you're going to have to follow the guidelines of the Dar. Again, just to be clear, because this is the whole next part of the Gemara. If someone says Erechin on a Pachis Ben Chodesh, there's no halachas of Erechin. If someone says Neder on a Pachis Ben Chodesh, there's the regular halachas in the Dar. The question is, if somebody says Erechin on a Pachis Ben Chodesh, we said there's no Erechin, but at the very least, maybe you have Nedarim. Why? So that's Rameh Shita. Rameh says, I'm Nairich Pachis Ben Chodesh, Nois and Dama. A person doesn't just talk in the Veltarai once upon a time. So if that's the case, a person knows there's no Erech in Pachas Ben Chodesh. So if he said that I'm being Makabel the Erech in Pachas Ben Chodesh, what was he thinking? Probably that he'll be Makabel the Adam. Rabban and Savri, Adam Yitzvar Levatala. No, people do talk in the Veltarai. And as a result, he said what he said, and he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And as a result, being that what he said and meant was something that's not possible, because there is no erichin on a bachur ben chodesh, you're potter, you don't know anybody, anything. Sochti Gemara. Kaman also hadam Rav Gidol amar Rav. Rav Gidol, who was a Talmud of Rav, ayin nedarim davches. Rav Gidol was a famous Talmud of Rav. So he said as following: Oymer erech kli olai noisin damav. If somebody says, "I want to be mekabel the erechin of a keli," so a person says, "My favorite keli," he wants to be mekabel the erechin of that. So what's the halacha? Noisin damav. Who's that like? There's no erechin for a keli. Zocher nekeve, even a toptam and an adroigen is not. So obviously not a keli, zocher vaday, nekeve vadois. So the Gemara says, Rameir, it's probably going like Rameir. Rameir holds in on the moisid varav levatala. So even though we said erich, he probably meant nether. It's just like if you mayrach a pachas with ben chodesh, the halach is, you have to give it as if it was a nether. So to here, you'd have to give it as if it's fade more pshita, the Rameir. So obviously, why is that one line even here? Isn't it so obvious? The Gemara says, no. It's actually not so obvious. Ma'al de tema, I would have thought, I feel like Rabbana. Maybe Rav Gidol HaMerav's halacha was going even according to Rabbana. Why? Hustle with the toy. Maybe over there the person made a sovak. Maybe the rabbanon said there alocha of a meirich pachas with ben chodesh. Loi omar klum. It's because we think that the person's not making an ad. He's making an erichin. Doesn't he know that you can't make an erichin on a pachas with ben chodesh? Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he made a mistake. Abul hocha the lekel miti. Vaday odom yodeya she'en kerich lekli. Everybody knows that there's no erichin for a kli, and still he said it. So why did he say it must be Gama Amal Hashem Domen? Kamash Malon, that's Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav. Then no, that's all going according to Rav Meir, but according to the Rabbanon, Adam Moitzi Dvar of Levatala, and if Adam Moitzi Dvar of Levatala, it's very possible that this person is just, we don't know for sure that he means to make this nether, and as a result, Hamayrich Kli is similar to Hamayrich Pachzim and Chodesh, where according to the Rabbanon, he will be Pater. So at the end of the day, it was all in Rav Meir. Meaning Rav Gidol and Rav was saying his halacha according to Rav Meir. So the kash is, why do you have to say it according to Rav Meir? Madach Rav Meir said his halacha by a pachas ben chodesh, where it's possible that the person really made a mistake. So kavu chaymer by a kli where the person for sure didn't make a mistake. So after Yomar, no, ma'od atim, I would have thought time to Rav Meir hasam. He could have said a fakir this far. Maybe Rav Meir only said his halacha the gaza pachas ben chodesh atim ben chodesh. We made a gzeira. If someone's meirich pachas ben chodesh, we tell him write a check. You know why? Gzeira atim ben chodesh. Abul hachad like the mixer. But over here by a keli, what kind of gzeira is there? Emo loy kamash mulon. Time to Rav Meir is on the moizid dvar of the batala. And as a result, loishna hacha the loishna hacha. So the bottom line is machloikas Rav Meir comes throughout shas. Atim moizid dvar of the batala or ain't atim moizid dvar of the Batala. How does that relate to Hilchas Erechin? So far the Gemara gave us two cases. Number one, if someone says, I want to be Makabal the Erech of a Pachis mi ben Chodesh. Obviously, there's no Erechin on a Pachis mi ben Chodesh. But does he have a Chi of Neder on the Pachis mi ben Chodesh or not? According to Rav Meir, Ein Oda Moitzi Dvar L'Batala, even though he said Erechin, he meant Nedarim, and he's going to be Chayv Neder. The Rabbanon say, Oda Moitzi Dvar L'Batala. So you're not going to have to give anything. Another case is, if someone says, I want to give the Erech of a Keli, according to Rav Meir, in the Moitzi Dvara of the Vatala, so he meant to be menada the value of the keli. According to the Chachamim, the Moitzi Dvara of the Vatala, you're going to be potter from everything. So the Gemara, command us the Hodom Rav Bar Yosef Amar Rav, the Amrilo Amar Rav Yeva Bar Yosi Amar Rav. At Makdish, maybe it's Chaveroi, nice in the Meir. If someone's Makdish, somebody else's behemoth. Now, in the Makdish Dover Shein Shaloi, in the Makne Dover Shein Shaloi. So obviously, you can't be Makdish something that's not yours. In this case, somebody was Makdish his friend's animal. So the halacha is, he has to be Noisin Damer. What do you mean? What's the pshat in that? So to Gemara, come on to Rav Meir. Oh, it's Rav Meir, who holds in the Moitzi Dvar Levatala. So even though you said, I want your animal to be Hekdish, which you can't do, but we reconstruct what he really said based on what he meant, and he'll at least be obligated to give Hekdish the value of Behemoth Chaveroi that he said he was being Makdish, which he really didn't have the ability to be Makdish. Right to Gemara, why'd Rav have to say this? Ha'amar Rav, Chodazimna. Dam Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Ha'im Erech Kli Olai, Naisin Damav. Right, isn't Rav just repeating himself? So to Gemara, no. Mad Tim, I would have thought, Hazim with the Yudeh Shein Erech Kli Vigam Al Hashem Damav. I would have thought, over there, Rav Meir says his halacha of Einod Amaisi Tvar of the Batalo. We know there's no Erechim for a Keli, probably meant Damim. That's why he has an obligation. Of a behemoth, the basa mikdashi, but a behemoth which you could be makdish, ikkala mehma, there's another way to interpret what he meant. The hachi kamar, iyamina la lamara, mazben la nahali. If maybe what he meant to say is like this, I want to buy this animal. He's dying to buy this animal. His friend's animal, maybe it's like sachmoy, but he wants his friend's animal very, very badly. So he said that in the event that I'll be so lucky, and I will get my friend's animal, I want it to be hektish already now. Tiktish lemi hashta ba'akruva. Now that's not something you can do. Why not? Because how could I make a chalois hektish l'mafreya for a time where I don't even own it. Either way, there would be another way to be metargum what he's saying. Maybe what he knows he can't be mocked as somebody else's thing. So obviously he means something else. So what does he mean? So you could say other moitzi dvar of the batal, but mehos ain't other moitzi dvar of the batal. But even in the world of ain't other moitzi dvar of the batal, there's two ways to understand this. Either he wants to give the value of his friend's behema, that's one possibility. Another possibility is he wants to buy it, and he wants that if he ends up buying it, the mafreya, it should be chal hektish from now. The achrenim say that this is Rav Lishitasa who holds adam mak nedava shleibol oil. So in Rav's world, this is actually a rational explanation for what this person might be thinking. But bottom line is, there would be another way to be metargamous, so it's not muchach that he means to be makdish, that may come ashmalon, that's the chiddush. Incidentally, the Gemara concludes, Amar Avashi, Gudu Amar Alai, Avalama Harezu, like, this is all true where a person says a lie. If he says the word a lie, there a mayor will invoke his sheet of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Batala and say that what he means is in a lie. He's taking upon an obligation himself to give hektish money. How much money? The value of his friend's animal. But if he says zoo, behem zoo, then it sounds like he wants to be makdish this animal. You can't be makdish this animal. This shtickle Torah based on Rav L'Shitasei of Adam Mak Nedavar Shaloi Bal Oilam. But the bottom line is that over there, we're not going to say that you're going to. This is a third example, right? This is a third example where you have Rameh's halacha of Adam Moitzi Dvar, of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Batala. In our sukkah. Again, number one, if someone's marich a pachas mi ben chodesh, no erichin on a pachas ben chodesh. But according to Rav Meir, in the moist for all of Atolo, you have to give hektish as if you would have made a neder on a pachas ben chodesh. Second case is if someone takes upon himself the erich of a keli. There is no erichin for keli. So obviously there's no parish of erichin, but in the moist for all of Atolo as if it was a neder. And the third case is if someone's makdish behemis chaver, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, oivet koi chaver, a non Jew. So how do non-Jews relate to the parasha of Erechin? Rameir says, Nerach avalei marach. They can be the subject of Erechin, but they themselves can affect Erechin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mayrach, they can make an Erechin, avalei nerach, they can't be the subject of Erechin. One thing is clear from this conversation, that they all agree that an Erechin Chavin can be the subject of a neder. You can make a neder, you can be the subject of a neder. The Shaila was, what about Erechin? How do you relate Erechin to Nadar? So, Oivdeke Chavim Anoidrin Nadavim Venadavis. This is Kachim 101. Comes up in a lot of the big sugyas in Kachim. Kachim Oivdeke Chavim, with regards to Me'ila and a whole bunch of different halachas. But here we're discussing, what about Erechin? So, they could make a Nadar. They could be the subject of a Nadar. The Shaila is Erechin. So, it was Machloikis Ramey Rabbi Yehuda, Svaris Afuchas. Rameir said, Nerach Avaloi Marich. Rabbi Yehuda said, Marich Avaloi Nach. Tan Rabbanon, Bnei Yisrael Marichin. Dein Oivdeke Chavim So if you look in the Pasuk says, again, this same Pasuk that we keep on darshaning, Hafoichba Vafoichba, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael V'yomarta Aleya, Ish Ki Yafli Nedeb Erkechon Vashas Lasha. Now it says Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, okay, sounds like only a Bnei Yisrael. But then it says V'yomarta Aleya Ish. Ish is Marba, it sounds like even an Oivdei Kechavim. So Rameir said, Bnei Yisrael is Mema'it Oivdei Kechavim, they can't be Marich. Yochel, are you an erachin? I would think they can't be the subject of an erachin either. Tamal Meir Ish, the Rameir. Amar Rameir. So Rameir said, V'chim yachas shemikr echon marbo, u'mikr echon memai, b'bnei ma, ani oimen erach v'lei marach. How do I know? Meaning, really all I have is a riba and a miyad. So how do I know to be marbo that they could be marach, and memai, they can't be memai? So Pimor said, Nesha riba kosov v'n erachi yoyis mebarichin. Because you find that more people can be nerach than can be marach. The group of Nerochim are more inclusive than the group of Marichim. How so? Shari Cherishayt v'katan Nerochim. A Cherishayt v'katan, the first Mishnah said, can be the subject of Nerochim, of Oy Marichim, but themselves can't be Marich. That's Rameh Shita. Rehuda says, Bnei Yisrael Nerochim, Veinu Evdik Echav Nerochim. Yochel Oyehu Marichim, Tamaloy Merish. Rabbi Yehuda is just the opposite from there. He says that Oivdei Kechavim are excluded from being Nerach, they're included from being Marach. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, V'chim Yachshav, Mikra Echad Marba, Mikra Echad Memayit, Avnei Yisrael, that's Memayit, Av Ish, that's Marba. Mipnei Ma'ani, Oivdei Rabbi Kechavim, Marach Loi Nerach. How do I know which one to be Marba, which one to be Memayit? So he said, Mipnei Shariba HaKosav, Ben Marichin, Yosef, Ben Arachin. Because you see, the Torah was more inclusive with the Marichin than it was in the Narachin. Sorry, Tumtum V'Adroigin is Marichin. Tumtum V'Adroigin is could be Marach, Avnei Narachin. They can't be Narach. So at the end of the day, you have a word in this pasuk that's marba oivdei kechavim to the parish of Erechin, and then you have a word that's memayit from the parish of Erechin. What does that mean? So obviously they're going to be included in marichin or nerachin, and they're going to be excluded from either marichin or nerachin. One they're going to have, one they're not going to have. Which one do they have? Which one don't they have? Machlekes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir says an oivdei kechavim could be nerach. he can't be Mayrich. Rabbi Yehuda says he could be Mayrich. Mayrich with an ayin, not with an aleph. He could be Mayrich. Avoloi Nerach, he can't be Nerach. And Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, they explain their respective positions. Ramei says, I'm including them in Nerach because the parish of Nerachin is more inclusive. Cheresh Ha'it V'Katam. They're Nerachin, but they can't be Mayrich. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm including them in Mayrichin. Because you see, the parish of being Mayrich is more inclusive. Tumtum and Adroiginus can take upon themselves Erechin. But they can't be the subject of Nerachin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Hilchas the Rameya Mistabra Tamale Mistabra. I like Rameya's Allah is more Mistabra than Rabbi Yehuda's. But his Tama I'm not so excited about. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra. I like Rabbi Yehuda's Tam, but Hilchas the Rameya Mistabra. And Rava explained, Hilchas the Rameya Mistabra. It's Mistabra. Rameya is saying is Allah. What's Rameya's Allah? That an Oved Koi Chavim cannot be Mayrich. You know why it's Mistabra? Because the Pasuk says that when the Yidden built the second base of Mikdash in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, the Oivdei Keichavim, the Kutim that were living in the land, they wanted to help, they wanted to make contributions. And Ezra didn't let them. It says, Loi lachem v'lanu livnei space bayis leila kenan. This is nothing to do with you. This is our Beis HaMikdash. You can build your own pagan temples. We're not taking donations from you right now. Right now, we're closed. We're not accepting any donations. So you see that we don't want to take money from Oivdei Keichavim. So if we don't want to take money from Oivdei Keichavim, so Hilchas the Ramei Mistabra. It's Mistabra what he's saying, that an Oivdei Keichavim can't be Merech. Hilchas, but time Lei Mistabra, but I don't like his reason, Rava said, because what was Ramei's reason? He said that you see that the Nerachin are more inclusive. The Kamaisi la Mecher Shait Vakatan. Because the Cher Shait Vakatan can be Nerach, he can't be Merach. He says, what are you bringing your ride from Cher Shait Vakatan? Shani Cher Shait Vakatan, Lab Nedea Nino. They're Lab Nedea. Therefore, they can't be Merach. It's a technical problem. Rav Yechavim has das, so Rav Yechavim has das. Why can't he be? Time it, Rav Yehuda Mistabra. And Rav said, let's go in the opposite. It's the inverse of what we just said. I like Rav Yehuda's time. The Kamaisim Mitum Tumah Joyginus. The Avagav the Bnei Deya Nenu. Even though the Bnei Deya still Matinu. So you see that we're Memayit in the Marichin, but at the same time, we're Memayit in the Nerachin, but we're more inclusive in the Marichin. But Hilchas Loi Mistabra. I don't like his reason. His Alocha. Dichsiv Loi Lachem V'Lano Livnei Isbayis Leilekeinu. And being that it says that we don't want to take money from them. There, so l'chayra, why would we allow them now to be ma'richin? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, how Taka does he understand it? Rabbi Yehuda says that a goy could be ma'rich. So how come they don't want to take donations from them? So the Gemara says, Amar Avchiz, Amar Avimi, the erkoy nignas. You're right. We don't want to take donations. We don't want to use their money. And when Rabbi Yehuda says that an Oivik HaChavim can be Mayrich, it doesn't mean we're going to take the money. We're not going to use the money. We're going to just put the money away. It's going to go into the Geniza. The Gemara says, if it's going to go into Geniza, El Me'at La Yimalubay, then there shouldn't be Me'ilah. The Tanan, Chamish Chatoyis HaMe'isoyis, anytime a Chatos has a din that it has to die, Mo'is Hoichos L'yam HaMelech, or the halach is that the money that was set aside for a Chatos has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, the rule is Lo'y Nenin V'lo'y Mayalin. Meaning, if we're not going to use something, there's no Me'ilah. You see, there is mila by kachay evdik chavim, so you can't tell me that it's going to go into Geniza. Elamai Rava. Rava said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda held that even though a goy could be mayrich, they didn't want to take the money, that was mishum rifyon yadayim. It's because they thought that the evdik chavim were working against them. What they wanted to do is they wanted to become big contributors, and then they were going to tell the yidden what to build and what not to build, and it was going to cause a lot of problems. So mishum rifyon yadayim, that's why they said we're not taking your money. Day, I'm Yehudu, Mevalinois, and Livnois. So it was a rush so that they didn't take the money. Ordinarily, we will take the money. Now, that's clear that when it comes to Nedarim and Nedavis, Avada, we take money from Avdik Yechavim. This is the question of Marichin. What's the Shaila? So the Shaila is really coming full circle to what we spoke about in the beginning of the Daf. That Erichin is more related to Kachim Beda Gabayas than it is to Kachim Mizbech. And there would seem to be a difference between Kachim Mizbech, Kachim Beda Gabayas. So if any Yehudi wants to bring a carbon, as in the case of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the case of Raimi wanted to bring a carbon, but at the same time, when it comes to Kachim Beda Gabayas, for some reason, it's going to be different. Not for this morning, but what comes to mind is that Gois Ashri in the first passage. The Gemara talks about not accepting tzedaka from an Eini Yehudi. And the Gois Ashri brings Sha'alti Rav Avram. He says, I asked my Rebbe Rav Avram. He said, why is it that a guy could bring a carbon, but we won't accept donations from him? We won't take tzedaka from him? And he said, because when an Eini Yehudi brings a neder and a dove, he doesn't get kapara for it. But at the same time, when an Eini Yehudi gives tzedaka, he does get kapara for it. And we spoke at Avard and Masechta Zvachim a few times from the Kavna Rav. What do you mean doesn't get kapara? Why doesn't he get kapara? If you bring a carbon, you get kapara. Even an oila, that's bab and nedim and a dove, shlomim is mechaper naseh. So we spoke at Supalamdas, the carbon's not nesiachis to the non-Jew. A yid can be the bala carbon. He can't be the bala carbon. Right? Similar to once you bring a carbon, shalom the shma. where the Biskarov had it sad, and maybe there's no Shinu Bailam after that, because you're not the Bailam anymore. It's being brought, but you're not the Bailam. The guy's not the Bailam. If he's not the Bailam, he has a schus to be menadarit. And when he's menadarit, we have to bring it. But it's not nesiachist him in the sense that it's Zayin the Karmel. It's not Zayin the Karmel. But his check that he writes, if it clears, it's his. And as a result, he could be the Bailam. But I think this Gemara is a little bit of a Pesach that you see that there is a concept of a chiluk between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis, but maybe that would relate itself to Tzedakah as well. But regardless, just to finish the week a little bit me'ein ha-psicha, and that is, we spoke a lot this week about the hakels, hakel asuye mai, and hakel chayovim, koyhanim, levian, v'yisraelim. So we spoke out two tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer. Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Aleph, and Yeridea. Reish Lamed Gimel was written to Rav Amram Chasido. Reish Lamed Aleph was written to Rav Ephraim Zamer Margolis with regards to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. Had that come up in this week's daf? Because we were going through all the different Mishnayos and Braises that mention the word Hakol. The Mishnah says in Sachtes Ksubas Daf Kuf Yudam and Beis, Hakol Mailin LeEretz Yisrael. Hakol Mailin Yerushalayim. If a family is living in Chutz La'aretz and the Balabaya says that I want to go up to Yerushalayim, or I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to live in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is he can force his family to move from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, even if he's going from a Haimisha community in Chutz La'aretz to an Ir Sheruba Yerb de Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael, even if he's going from a Nova Yotha, from a very nice area, nice accommodations in Chutz La'aretz to another Ra'a in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter. Hakol Ma'il Eretz Yisrael. And the same is true if a family was living elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. And now, the Baal HaBayis says, I want to go up to Yerushalayim. Hakol Mailin LeEretz Yisrael, V'Hakol Mailin LeYerushalayim. We spoke out that the Chassam Sofer Tshuva said that even though it would be very tempting to say that this Mishnah Masechtes Ksuvos is related to some of the big shailas that are Nogeya Eretz Yisrael, specifically Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Hazeh. The Machlik is Rambam and the Ramban. Whether there's a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, or there is no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam never brought in a Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam understood all the psukim that talk about the Yidin going into Eretz Yisrael and being Miyashiv of the land. That was in the times of Yeshua Menuh. But once they were Miyashiv of the land, there's no mitzvah moving forward to necessarily live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban was very commented on the fact that the Rambam didn't mention it as one of his minyan mitzvahs in his Shikras HaEsen Mispar Dalet. He says the Rambam forgot to talk about mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Machlokes Rambam Rabban, is there a mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? There's no mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So at first glance, maybe this Shiloh of Hakol Mailin is totally in whether or not there's a mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Another Shiloh that it would be tempting to maybe be toiling in is Kedusha Rishon Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Azalavay, or Kedusha Rishon Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loy Kitchel L'Azalavay. What about Kedusha Shnia? What about Kedusha Yishuv Beis Hamikdash? But says the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas, has nothing to do with that. This Mishnah in Masechtes Ksuvos has nothing to do with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This Mishnah in Masechtes Ksuvos has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the Kedusha Rishonah sense. This is a halacha that was negei bezman Abayis. It's a halacha that's negei bezman Hazeh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings in Nebuchadnezzar, Simon, Ayin, Hey. Because it's something that's negei bezman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any halachas that are not negei bezman Hazeh. It's because it's 100% negei. So what is it related to? He said it's related to the fact that Eretz Yisrael is more kaddish mikol ha'aretzos, and Yerushalayim is more kaddish than any part of Eretz Yisrael. Regardless of whether there's a chi of Tshumas and Maestras Bizman Hazeh, regardless of whether there's Arul and Revai and Shemitah, and that has nothing to do with anything. That's a shiloh whether there's a specific Kedusha with regards to specific mitzvahs. But you want to know if Eretz Yisrael is more Kaddish than Shara Aratz, he says, Chassam Sefer, Avada. And you want to know if Yerushalayim is more Kaddish than Shara Aratz, says, Avada, there's nothing to talk about, and it's based on the mitzvahs that Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than other lands, and that Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than any part of Eretz Yisrael, that there's Alach of Hakol Mayim Eretz Yisrael, there's Alach of Now, what was the halachic context of this tshuva? The halachic context was that Chassam Sofer wanted to say a phenomenal chiddush that the Pesachei tshuva brings in Hilchos Tzedakah Siman Reish Nun Aleph. And that is that just like you find in Hilchos Tzedakah, Toishvei Eretz Yisrael have kedima to Toishvei Chutz La'aretz, Toishvei Yerushalayim have kedima to Toishvei Eretz Yisrael as well. You don't have shalach anywhere. But the Chassam Sofer was mechadashit. And he said the makar is the Mishnah Ksuvas, that l'chur is zilbasar time. Why does Eretz Yisrael have a maila? Why are Toshvei Eretz Yisrael more chashim when it comes to giving tzedakah? So you have two aniyim in front of you, you're not sure who to give it to. One lives in Chutz La'aretz, one lives in Eretz Yisrael. You give it to Eretz Yisrael. It's halach, psuk, and shulchan aruch. Why? Because he's living in Eretz Yisrael. He's living al admas kodesh. The one who's living in Chutz Laaretz is living al admas nechar. He said, the same is true, Yerushalayim klal b'eretz. How do I know that? Because the same hakomayla l'eretz Yisrael. I have hakomayla Yerushalayim. Refaim Zalman Margolis, one of the gedoyle adot was a maskin. And they went back and forth. There clearly were other tshuvas written on this topic. Regardless, that was the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Now the truth is that this feeling that the Chassam Sofer had about Kedushas Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh is something that's pervasive in the writings of the Chassam Sofer. And perhaps the most famous Ma'ar Makim, and this is well known, but not everybody realizes that this is printed, but this is very, very well known, and that's a hesped that the Chassam Sofer gave on the Yidden that were living in Tzfas during the horrible earthquake that took place in Tzfas in the year 1837. So in 1837, there was an earthquake in Tzfas where a big chunk of the Ir HaAtikah in Tzfas was destroyed. In fact, a lot of the Ma'ar Makimis, if you go touring Tzfas, the old part of Tzfas, the Beis Yosef Shul, a lot of it was remodeled because almost all of it was destroyed. Kemat, everything was, this one or two places they say that weren't touched. But Kemat, that entire area was absolutely destroyed during the earthquake. And thousands of Yidden were killed. And the Chassam Sofer was receiving reports specifically from one of the Talmidei Agra, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, who of course is the author of the Pasa Shulchan, who is the author of the Taklin Chadat in HaMasach Tishkolim. So Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, who was one of the Talmidei Agra, he had gone up to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1800s, and he was communicating with the Chassam Sofer. He himself and his family was spared from this terrible tragedy, but he wrote to the Chassam Sofer and gave him a lot of details of what happened, and it was a tremendous, tremendous churvin. And the Chassam Sofer gave a hesped on the city of Tzfas, and he gave a hesped on all the people that were killed during the earthquake in Tzfas at the time. And the Chassam Sofer said something that if not the Chassam Sofer, nobody would be able to say. And he really prefaced it, he based it on a medrash. It's a medrash Sheikha Toiv. It says that Eliyahu HaNavi said that Hamabit La'aretz Vatirot. Kisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mabit La'aretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on the land and he sees Bati Karkesios Vetartios Oimdim Banui Kemoi Remim. Vi Yerushalayim HaKadosha Chareva Veshomema Biblesim Alev. What happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at the world and he sees that the world is knocking and there's Bati Karkesios Ubati Tartitios and they're all Oimdim and they're Banui. The Ira Likim. But he sees that Eretz Yisrael is and Yerushalayim is chareva v'shamema. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? Tirad ha'aretz. He causes earthquakes to happen. So what causes earthquakes? This is what Eliyahu HaNavi said in a Medrash Shaychet. He says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world is knocking and Yerushalayim is shamema and the Lashon is b'li mesim lev. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the fact that Yerushalayim is Shomema. What Hashem does is he gets very, very angry and it causes an earthquake. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ach, lefi divrei Eliyahu zachal atoiv. Sheridas ha'aretz hu mikinas Yerushalayim nirali ki tzadiku alikeinu. This was a hesped that the Chassam Sofer was giving. He said, v'kinas Yerushalayim masas azois. You know why I think there was a churban in Tzfas? It was kinas Yerushalayim. Ki sham shara shamayim. Because Yerushalayim is where the Shar HaShamayim is. Ir Shechubra lo Yachtav. You have to be medayit every word in this Chassam Sofer. Shom Hara Meiriyah. Akedas Yitzchok. Shom Shachav Yaakov. V'cholam loy Sulam. Shom Har Beis Hashem. V'teil Shekol Piyos Elav Poinim. V'loy Zozo Shechina Mikoysel Maravi. V'hine Legamri Zem Mikarev Me'eshonim Somu Pneim L'Tzvas. And instead of focusing on Yerushalayim, what people decided was to focus on Tzfas. Ki sham kever isha likei Rashbi memiron. Va'arib et Tzfas. V'chala oylem l'eretz Yisrael lo yisomu p'neim elu l'tzfas v'tverio. V'Yerushalayim nishkocha l'gamri. V'u'ir shem Hashem shomo shegam bezman hazeh mitzvah lalis l'reg Yerushalayim. Either way, said the Chassam Sofer. He says, you know why this earthquake happened? It's a medrash shoychatov. Earthquakes are kinas Yerushalayim. It's related somehow to this jealousy that Yerushalayim has, or the anger that Hashem has when he sees that Yerushalayim is shomema b'limesim leiv, and everything else is, and he said this took place in Eretz Yisrael. And you know who the subject, what was causing kinas Yerushalayim? Tzfas. And he says he believes that's why the earthquake happened in Tzfas. I mean, Dvarim the flood. And the Chassam Sofer didn't even say it like, maybe that's why it happened. He seems pretty self-confident. He said it in a very assured way that Nirali ki tzadiku aleikeinu v'kinas Yerushalayim osu sozois. And the Chassam Sofer believed that that's why this took place. And this is, again, this is within the spirit of the Chassam Sofer, who keeps on saying that even Bizman Hazeh, there's an idea of Hakomayim Yerushalayim. This is something that he felt very, very strongly about. I'll tell you a very interesting piece of history. Hashtag the rest of the story. And that is that in the early 1800s, so there were a lot of Yidden that were trying to settle Eretz Yisrael, whether it was Tzfas, Miron Tveria, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, or whether it was Yerushalayim, but Kesef Menulam, they didn't have any money. So they were sending Mishalachim, they were sending Shluchi Derachmana to Chutz Laretz to try to raise money. And it was a big balagan, because a lot of people were coming and, you know, with different stories. And what the Yidden and Chutz Laretz decided was to get together, to form a Vad, and to try to streamline the process a little bit. So there was a Vad that was formed. And the Vad was formed, Al Pi Ayras, the Gedolim of the time, U'Besoicham, the Chsam Sofer, and they appointed a banker from Holland. His name was Reb Tzvi Hirsch Lerin. And he was the one that was going to oversee all the money that goes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. And the bylaws of this committee were very, very firm. They were very, very strict. They were so strict that no Yid from Eretz Yisrael was going to be allowed to come to Chutz Laretz and raise money. Couldn't do it. And if somebody came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, they wouldn't give him money, be put on a list. It was something that you were not allowed to do. They were very, very firm about the way they went about doing this. And this year, this banker, who the Chassam Sofer is Meshabeach in his tshuva, and he felt very, very highly of, but regardless, he was the one that was in charge to make sure that everything was going to, and he explains why they did it. One of the reasons is to try to merge expenses, because every Yid that went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz had to incur a lot of expenses. So they said, why do you need all these people coming and everyone has their own expense? Let's try to be smart about it. We'll merge and be able to have one person or two people or three people. Like this will cut out. There'll be a lot more money to go around. Regardless, one of the shaylas that was sent to this group was apparently there were Yidden that wanted to rebuild a very, very famous shul in the old city of Eretz Yisrael, the Chorvishul. So what's the short history of the Chorvishul? Short history of the Chorvishul is in the early 1700s, there was a Yid by the name of Yehuda HaChassid. Not to be confused with the Sefer HaChassidim, who was one of the Rishonim, as in the Tzava from Yehuda HaChassid. This is a different Yehuda HaChassid. He wanted to go to Yerushalayim. He took hundreds of followers with him. His dream was to build a beautiful shul, and he felt that if he did that, somehow that was going to bring Mashiach. So it was Alpi Kabbalah, it was related to Mashiach. This is in the post-Shabbat Tzvi era, which is interesting. But regardless, he felt that going up to Yerushalayim, that was going to somehow bring Mashiach. The Maaseh, they come up, they buy this big parcel of land. We all know where it is. And he wants to build this. Problem is, they needed a lot of money. So they borrowed money from the Arabs. The Arabs were living there in those quarters, and they took a ridiculous amount of money. But the Arabs wanted guarantors. So they gave them guarantors, and they basically told them, we don't pay up by a certain date. You can pretty much do whatever you want to us. Unfortunately, the date came, and they didn't have the money. And the Arabs destroyed the shul. They wiped out that entire kehillah. And the story of Reb Yehuda HaChassid was a very short story and a very, very sad story. And that shul later ruins. When the Talmidei Agra came up to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1800s, so one of the things that Reb Mendel Mishklov, who was maybe after Reb Chaim Volozhin, the most famous Talmud of the guy, and he wanted to rebuild the Chorva shul. It was something that he wanted to do very, very badly. Also based on Kabbalah and based on some of the Cheshbonos that Yehuda HaChassid had when he built it originally. So this is more than 100 years later. And this is something that he wanted to do. Regardless, there were a group of people that were activists. Reb Mendel Mishklov wasn't alive anymore. But there were a group of people that were activists, and they decided that they're going to rebuild the Chorva Shul. So they send the Shliach into Chutz Laretz, and his job is going to be to raise money and to build the Shul. But in order to raise money from Eretz Yisrael, you had to go through Reb Lerin. And Lamai said, they meet this Reb Tzvi Hirsch Lerin. They tell him what they want to do. Reb Lerin says, it's not happening. You can't build a shul. He says, there are people that are struggling to keep bread on to put bread on their table. How could I give you money to go ahead now and to build a shul? It's not an option. And he basically shut them down. He told them it's not again. They were very, very upset at what he did. And what they invoked was a Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Vav, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yerideh of Simen Shin Lamed Daled, that it says if someone's ma'akev a rabbim from doing a mitzvah, you put him in cheder. And they said, you're a ma'akev a rabbim. L'maisa, we want to do a mitzvah. We want to build, and even though it's not the only shul, but it doesn't matter. This is in a different level. And the bottom line is, you're ma'akev a mitzvah. We want you to, you have to let us. Otherwise, you're going to be put in cheder. And there was a big tumult, and nobody knew what to do. Is Rav Lerin in cheder? I mean, is he right? Is he wrong? They want to build this Chorva shul. Maybe they should. Lerin held there were people that were starving to death. So how could you go ahead and now invest all this money into building a shul? The Maisa, the Shaila came to the doorstep of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva. It's in the Rechaim Simen Reish Gimel. I wish we had the time to go through word for word this tshuva, because there's a lot of history there, and it's fascinating. The bottom line is, the end of the story is Chassam Sofer paskin like Rav Lerin. He's Rav Lerin's right, and he said, you see that Chefes Hashem Matzlich B'yada, he's having a lot of atzlacha, and don't chapel with him. He definitely should not be put in cherim, and I agree with his psak. you should not build a churva shul. He said people are struggling to put bread on their table, and there's no way need to have another shul. If it was the only shul, maybe we, even then, he says probably not. But he says, Avad, there's other shuls. I mean that there's other shuls. It's poshut, you shouldn't go ahead and build a shul. Lamaisa, the tshuva that the Chassam Sofer wrote was in 1838, shortly before he passed away. They started construction on the churva shul about 15 years later. Eventually it was built. It was destroyed, of course, in Tzveiten Mall. It was destroyed after, I think, in 1948. But regardless, it was destroyed again, and within the last 10 years, they rebuilt it. But there's a fascinating history of the churva shul, specifically this truth of the Chassam Sofer, that we'll have to go through at some point, word for word, mila by mila, and do a little bit more justice for it. You should know that when you walk into the churva shul today, they tell you that Rabbi Yashif went to the churva shul and he made a bracha. There's a mishnah, mesechtes brachas, haraya, achas mi churvas Yerushalayim, bevinyana, oime baruch matzul v'ulaman. Rabbi Yashif made the bracha b'shem malchus, and Rabbi Shmuel Yankov was there. I know he made the bracha b'shem malchus. But regardless, there's a lot of historical significance to the churva shul. But what's interesting, and the rest of the story that people don't know, is the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva, and in his tshuva he was against building it. Now he was against building it at the time, 2010. The Israeli government paid for it, so I don't think Chassam Sofer would have had an issue with that. But back in the day, where they were struggling literally to survive, and the Chassam Sofer was writing about trying to be miyashev, that's part of Yerushalayim because of the kedushas Yerushalayim. You see how active he was in it, but that was all with regards to people living there and people pasha being able to survive. But as related to that shul, which had symbolism and historical significance, that he wasn't masking.